The Lord be with you.
Peace, but no prosperity. Even with all their copper and mineral mines, they still remain quite poor. So I'd like to tell you something I was doing while I was out there. When I went out, I wasn't sure what I was supposed to be doing, but after having a look around, there was lots to do. So anyway, one day I was walking down the street and I saw this ladies' prison. So I said maybe I'd be able to help in there. So I went over and knocked on the door, and the officer came to the door and welcomed me very warmly. And then after a while, he took me over to see the ladies. It was sad to see all those ladies just sitting on the ground with their children. And some were in for the least wee thing. Some were in for serious things too, but this lady, she was in because she stole 3 cups of maize. And she was in prison for 3 months before she got to court. Because every day when she was ready to go, they would say there was no fuel in the car or the judge didn't turn up. So she had to wait 3 months. Anyway, she got there eventually. And when she came back, she said she was given a year sentence. And it was starting that day. No word of the 3 months she spent there. And it was sad because she had 2 little children with her. And they had to stay there for the year as well. So I used to go in most days and just do a little class of basic English and maths with them. And then after a little class, we'd have a game of bingo. Because we used to get a lot of containers going out from the UK and a lot came out from Scotland. So the day the container arrived, there was great rejoicing because everybody got something out of it. So I used to take in some little prizes for the bingo, some toys for the children. But what really struck me was when I would give the ladies just a little bar of soap, their faces would light up because they didn't have anything to wash the children. So this little bar of soap was very precious to them. So every morning when I'd go in, they'd be looking for soap. So I'd be raiding the container to find some soap for them. And then I got some funding, and the Mission Appeal money helped as well to build them a bigger dormitory, because the one they had was very small. And they had 80 women there and 30 children. There was no electricity or water, just candles and buckets of water. So anyway, I said it to the officers, and they were more than pleased for us to do it. We were quite fortunate because next door we had the men's prison. So in the men's prison we had all our labourers, carpenters, bricklayers, even the architect. He was in there. So he drew up the plans for us and he kept us right. So we used to give lunch to the men prisoners, and they'd be always looking for sweets or cigarettes or whatever. So whatever we had, we gave to them. So the day of the opening there was great rejoicing of dancing and singing and eating and drinking, and everybody was very, very happy. But we left it to the officers to decide who was going into the new dormitory, because it wasn't big enough to accommodate them all. So they did that. So we painted the other dormitory and gave them electricity, and they were happy with that as well. And then on Christmas Day, my community, we used to spend Christmas Day with them in the prison, because they wouldn't have any visitors that day. We had a farm, so we'd slaughter a pig and some chickens and cook them, and I'd bring in the vegetables the day before, and the ladies would cook the vegetables their way. So we'd arrive on Christmas morning, and they'd all be waiting for us, and we'd start off with some prayers and some carols and some games with the children. And then we'd share lunch with them, and they really enjoyed their lunch. And before we left, Santa Claus appears, and he has a gift for everybody, wrapped up in nice Christmas paper. And some of the ladies were more interested in the paper than what was inside, because they used to put it in, up on the walls in their dormitory. So it was a great experience for me, and although I'm not there, the sisters still go in on Christmas Day and do the same thing. Then I remember Mother St. Teresa of Calcutta saying, "We can only do small things with great love, being present to others, listening to them, and hearing their stories is the greatest respect we can give anyone." And also late Pope Francis, he said, "Do not be afraid to go and bring Christ into every area of life, to the fringes of society, even to those furthest away, because the Lord seeks all. He wants everyone to feel his warmth, his love, and his mercy. And it's better to take the risk to go out to others than just to stay within ourselves, because whatever we're doing, we're helping somebody. So how can you help? To pray especially for missionaries, and to pray for more vocations to priesthood and to religious life. And whatever you're able to give financially would be of great help for those suffering so much, because without your help, it is not possible for us to do what we are doing. And to ask ourselves, what is God's role in my life? Is he the Lord or am I?" And we're all called to be missionaries in whatever state of life. The call to follow Jesus as a disciple applies to each one of us at our baptism, and to do some specific work for God in his world. I conclude in thanking Father Kenneth for the wonderful hospitality, and my heartfelt gratitude and thanks to each one of you for being here. It is much appreciated. I'll be available after Mass to greet you, so please keep us in your prayers, and I'll keep you in my prayers. Thank you all very much, and God bless you.
Thank you, Sister.